Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and for the next hour, we're going to get updates on USD 383. We'll also hear from some officials from Fort Riley as they get set for Halloween activities out there. Quick update on the Manhattan Public Library, by the way. Just found out that they will be opening today from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Obviously, they had to close yesterday due to that gas leak near downtown, so wanted to pass that along here real quick. Let's go ahead and introduce our first guests here on the program from USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Schools. We have Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed joining us. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
And school board member Brandy Santos. Good morning.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you both on. We obviously have a big meeting coming up here tonight for the school district. 5:30 is a work session on the reopening plan, and then that'll be followed by the regular business meeting at 6:30. I think a lot of eyes will be on that work session here tonight. Let's kind of preview what that discussion is going to entail, whoever wants to start first.
Well, I'll go ahead and start. We felt last time a lot of the reopening discussion came at the tail end of the meeting, tail end of a long meeting, and we wanted to try to do that when everybody was a little bit more fresh in their mind and have those discussions right off the bat instead of waiting until later on in the evening. So we'll be talking about kind of where we are with the school opening plans and the options that are available to us. And a lot of thoughts and theories, and hearing what people believe on the board end. So I think we're going to report out some stuff to them and let them discuss and ask questions and see if we can come to a mutual decision.
How many options do you guys have at this point going forward? I know you have the hybrid mode continuing through the end of October.
Yeah, you got a hybrid. We can continue on in hybrid, staying in basically two days a week for our on-site students. Go to a more full schedule, 4 days, 5 days. We've thrown around a lot of different options about what we could do, what we can't do. And I know Dr. Wade continues to have conversations with a lot of medical groups in town too on what best to do. But we also have discussions with our teachers on what they can do. And our system, I will say this, and Brandy, I'm talking a lot, so you jump in whenever you need to.
That's fine.
Our system really at the beginning of the year got thrown together pretty quickly to put a hybrid and a remote schools together. And I think we're finding some problems with shifting out of that easily. I think we can do it. It's just going to be pretty stressful situation for us to do. So we want to weigh that out and make sure people understand what we're asking our people to do if we make that shift.
All right. Brandy, what are your thoughts here as you look ahead to tonight?
I really want to keep an open mind. I've been pretty vocal. I, as a parent and as a board member, always try to put my children's and the district children's education first. I always take that into consideration. But with that being said, I've really tried, and I know the rest of the board openly listens to everyone's concerns. And unfortunately, there's no right answer. That's just the bottom line. There are going to be people happy. There are going to be people upset. There's going to be people who are fearful. There are people who are concerned now. And we're all, education has changed. I think that was the one thing that I've learned over the last couple months is everything that teachers knew before is different now. The way they do things, those 5 minutes, those 15 minutes of prep time before children come into the classroom has changed. Their interactions has changed. It's not just about social distancing. And we really need to take into consideration the fact that these teachers are invaluable. As parents, we want our kids in school because we know our teachers do a great job. Unfortunately, they are tasked with doing an immeasurable job. And we just hope that whatever decision is made that is in the best interest of the whole. So, yeah, I'm confident in this board. This board has been great to work with. We haven't always agreed. I believe in fiercely fighting for what you do believe in. And I hope each and every person on that board does that. It really takes into consideration, you know, what they believe in, what their priorities are, and we can come together, whether we all like the answer or not, we're all in this together.
Yeah. Well, I know that there's a lot of favoritism from a lot of folks. I think everybody would agree they want to have everyone in person 5 days a week. The four-day week option was something that I understand got a lot of interest at the last meeting. If that were to go forward, would there be options on the table? Would it have to be have the Wednesday off in the middle of the week, or could you possibly do that, you know, have like Friday off or have Monday off? Would those options be on the table?
We talked about that before, just as an administrative team, and believe the best recommendation if we go down that path would be to keep the Wednesday for some consistency's sake and some cleaning sake in between. I believe we talked about the extended weekends, and sometimes that's inviting people to travel more, which compounds your situation too. So I don't know if there was a great way to do it, but I think it would help the teachers as well. So that's something they were advocating for if we went down that path. So,
okay.
Like Brandy said, there's a million ways to do it, but I don't know if there's a good way that's going to, everybody's good with that.
As far as cases, obviously here in Riley County, we've seen our percent positivity rate go down, which is encouraging. I don't know what the situation is like. Do you have a lot of students in quarantine right now or out of school because of COVID?
We have some. We have some teachers in quarantine. We have some students. Some of those are close contacts. We've had a few cases sporadically. We haven't seen an outbreak at one of our buildings, knock on wood. But anytime someone comes that can be infected some way, leads to some quarantine. So we do have quite a few of those. I would say the numbers look to be getting better along that line, but it doesn't take very many cases for that to blow up as well.
Yeah, we're joined here by USD 3-3 officials, Eric Reed, Assistant Superintendent. Looks like Brandy may have lost connection here.
We might have lost her feed.
Well, we'll try to get back connected with her at some point. Obviously, this is a monumental decision here tonight, though, by the school board. And as she mentioned, there's really no right answer. No matter what you do here, you're going to have some people not happy. But as far as the hybrid mode is concerned, what are you hearing from teachers as far as the success rate of that? I know I probably ask you this every time, but is it going, are they getting more comfortable with it?
I think everybody's getting a little better with it all the time. I think people they get used to that. And I think sometimes changing something that's getting better and improving is a fearful thing for them to do as well. But I think they're getting a better grasp on it. We're definitely not where we were in the first couple weeks of school. I would say they feel like they have a much better handle on it. Still not an ideal situation for anyone, but I believe students are getting more comfortable with it too. It's just some of those hard to reach families and the ones that don't have the support at home that are really struggling, and that's hard part about what we're doing here.
Well, as far as the meeting goes tonight, and you'll have the work session here, and then as I understand it, will you vote then in the regular meeting, or will the board will vote then in the meeting?
That's the plan, Brandon. Yes, sir.
Okay, so we'll know something of substance here tonight, whatever the will of the board is this evening, and it could be that that starts November 2nd. It could be maybe even later than that. We just don't know at this point.
Yeah, it could be, and a lot of it will probably center around. If we bring everybody back on site, what does that do to our class sizes? And, what does that do to our ability to social distance, and how comfortable are we when we have 25 plus students in a class or 22 students in a class, depending on the grade levels? A lot of our classes are very favorable where we could still spread out fairly good, but some of them aren't. So I think that's part of the discussion You know, you can even look at it on a transportation standpoint that if we move on site, you're doubling the amount of kids on the bus and reducing that social distance. And the hard part with that is that if you have a case, and that increases your close contacts. So, you know, I know of cases, you know, that we've had with students and the close contacts were in the 12 to 15 close contacts, and maybe that increases 20 to 25, just playing by ear. So I think everybody's got to weigh those things in the place. And our community has been doing well, and I want to compliment the community. We've done the work, but I know there's some fear because statewide it's not going in that direction. So we're kind of the anomaly, and I'm proud to be the anomaly going in the direction we're going.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you on that. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll see if we can get reconnected with Brandy here, and we'll come back. More information on InFocus after this on KMAN.